Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 1, 1805. Still searching. Lewis has not returned from his search for a winter camp. The place should be inland, but not too far from the ocean, and must have a source of fresh water and access to plenty of game. Captain Clark is certainly concerned that Lewis finds such a place soon. Captain Clark writes about some of his activities while waiting for Lewis's return.
Cloudy, windy morning, wind from the east. Sent out two hunters in the woods. I intended to take 5 men in a canoe and hunt the marshy islands above. Found the wind too high and returned to partake of dried fish. The day somewhat cooler than usual, but scarcely perceivable. Began to rain at sunset and continued half the night. My hunters returned without anything, except saw 2 gang of elk. Disagreeable situation. Men all employed in mending their leather clothes, socks, and so forth, and dressing some leather. The sea, which is immediately in front, roars like a repeated rolling thunder, and have roared in that way ever since our arrival in its borders, which is now 24 days since we arrived in sight of the great Western Ocean. I have no account of Captain Lewis since he left me. Captain William Clark, December 1, 1805.
Lewis wrote in his journals long descriptions of the plant and animal life that he observed. Clark wrote similarly wordy descriptions. He apparently had a lot of time on his hands just then. Among the items described were the red alder, big leaf maple, red elderberry, salmonberry, Richardson red squirrel, small gray squirrel, Sitka spruce, ninebark, and more. Tomorrow, finally, meat on the table.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.